This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's 7 after the hour now. Welcome to another hour of Good Day Health. In this hour, we focus on your health and wellness, courtesy of the intelligence of one Dr. E. Jackson Stockwell, known far and wide as Dr. Jack. Jack Stockwell is a doctor of chiropractic. He is a practitioner in Salt Lake City, Utah. He and I have been friends for a number of years since my appearance that morning at the radio station in Salt Lake City that carries the program. I'll never forget that. it was kind of a fun experience. And I think it was, 10 years ago, maybe more?
Oh, at least 10.
11, 12 years ago?
Yes.
So now Jack has, because of his association with this program, become internationally famous as a Nuka chiropractor. And because of that, I've encouraged him and his wife, Mary, to do their podcasting. So they have a series of dozens of podcasts. Every week they do a new one. This week, it's 10 terrible health food myths. There are so many things in the wellness category, things that people think they know or don't know. So just give us one of the 10 as a teaser so that people can now say, I'm going to go to Jack's podcast. I want to hear the rest of this.
Well, just whole grain breakfast cereals. You know, you walk down the aisle in the supermarket and there's got to be 50, 75 different boxes of cereal.
Oh, my God, yes.
They're all bad.
Yeah.
They're all bad.
Sugar content.
Sugar content and the fact that most of these things, even the whole grain cereals, were made in a processing plant where the interior of the whole grain has been exposed to oxygen. The bran, the oil has been exposed. It has gone rancid. Rancid vitamin E is known to be a carcinogen. And these things are laced with sugar, otherwise you would not eat them. I remember a nutrition class back in school, at the Palmer, and our nutritionist, someone was asking him the question, what was the best cereal to eat? And he said, I'll tell you what, you walk down the aisle, and if you do not get one that has sugar listed in all the different names that sugar is presented, do not get one that has sugar in the first four ingredients. And we found, three or four boxes of cereal. We actually called this challenge out and went and looked. There was three or four boxes that did not have sugar in the first four ingredients. And it was something like All Bran or you know, something that was,
yes,
that you would dump sugar all over it in order to eat it.
Eat it, yeah. Right, exactly. We were looking at, you know, you think granola and those sorts of things are, they're safe, but they really aren't because they put all kinds of things in them. Again, is it just Americans? I mean, I sometimes in traveling come across some of the things that are good for you and they just don't taste good, and in order to get Americans to eat them, they lace them with sugar or put some kind of honey or, you know, that, like Cheerios, honey-dipped Cheerios. Those are supposed to be okay because they don't have sugar on them. I suppose they're better than sugar-coated Cheerios.
Yeah, but you still got processed grains. You still have grains. You know, we weren't really designed to eat grain all that much anyway, but if you're going to do it, you've got to soak this stuff in water. You've got to rinse the water off to get the phytic acid off the surface of these grains. Phytic acid gets into your digestive system. It blocks the absorption of calcium. It blocks the absorption of magnesium. And several other problems are caused by this. So you would soak in water, pour it off, soak in water for several hours, pour it off. And then, you know, once it starts, the hull starts to soften, you're turning it from a grain into a vegetable. And if you just have to eat your grains, then that's the way you want to do it. Wait till the hull softens a bit, warm it up, pour your, you know, raw milk or whatever else over it you're going to put. And then that way, grain has become a vegetable. The enzymes have become active. They're no longer dormant. And it's a food that you can actually get some kind of nutrition out of.
Okay. This is the how-to when it comes to how to eat. So 10 terrible health food myths. Sign up for the podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. There was a story over the weekend, this past weekend, the first known case of a superbug since 2008. Oh. And one wonders whether the news media give us some instruction here. This is a bacteria in a 49-year-old Pennsylvania woman, which is not treatable, apparently, according to anything that we have around in this country that is used to fight infections. So then it's an E. coli of some sort, which is normally something that can be treated pretty well by conventional methods.
Yeah, some of these articles actually are honest enough to say that we created these things. Mm-hmm. We created these things through the use of extremely powerful antibiotics in a hospital setting. And you know, when you've got some reason, upper respiratory infection, sinus, whatever, ear stuff, and you go and you get a prescription for antibiotics, they usually say use it for 7 days, or they'll say use it for 10 days, but don't stop. Once you start using it, don't stop. Mm-hmm. Because in the first few days you kill off the weak ones. They disappear with the first or second round of antibiotics. It's the stronger ones that take the full length of the prescriptive period to try to kill them off. And then even some of them survive. Actually, in some cases, go deeper into the tissue to defend themselves. And they breed in a deeper sense. And this is where they're the ones that reproduce. You're reproducing the strongest, the ones that were resilient to that antibiotic. And if you're on antibiotics long enough, you've got to go to a stronger one, and then eventually a stronger one, and then eventually a stronger one. And you keep sifting through the process till what you have left is the Superman bug, the super bug that they're talking about now, that no known antibiotic will even touch. Even the strong vancomycin, colistin, which is one of the most powerful they have, will not touch this bug.
So what happens? What happens to this woman?
If her immune system itself, and remember that using antibiotics suppress your own immune response, because the antibiotics attack your own immune cells. And if her own immune cell cannot stop this thing, I don't know how long she's going to be around.
Wow. That's pretty chilling stuff.
Well, it is.
Isn't it?
Especially when you're the one that they tell, hey, you know, here's what's going on, and we've tried this and this and this, and nothing seems to be working, but don't worry, we'll finally get this.
Well, but is this an example of someone who, if they had a high, most of the time you're talking about E. coli bacteria infections like E. coli, Salmonella, Listeria, all being treatable or not even having an impact if you have a really strong, good, healthy immune system? Is that not the case here?
Well, that's what you and I have talked about for a decade now.
Right.
Exactly. And then there are people who get these infections, and they succumb to the infection early because they had weakened immune responses to begin with. The fact that she has gone as long as she has, I think, is a testimony to some degree as to how strong her own immune response is.
Right.
But it's like, you know, they'll publish figures like, what, 30, 35,000 people die of the flu every year, which is non. Nonsense. It's only about 1,200 to 1,500. It's just that some people get the flu, they get hospitalized because the flu is so bad, the flu progresses to pneumonia, and these are older people, it's the pneumonia that they succumb to, yet the figures the CDC want to put out there is that they died of the flu, which is not true, they died from pneumonia. So these numbers are always being played with anyway.
All right, so let's talk a little about other things that are causing, the news media is trying to cause a panic. Whether it's the Zika virus or measles, we'll get to that in a matter of moments. Dr. Jack Stockwell here, available at 888-302-3684. If you have a question, I'll try to get to some of the questions that come in emails, but if you have a question, you want to share something you found out about your own body, your own history medically, things that doctors have told you and you don't understand, or you don't like your doctor and you like Jack's ideas, you can call and ask for his opinion, because that's what it is. It isn't going to be... I mean, it may be based on some factual information, but we don't know. We're not treating you because we can't really see you. But sometimes if there's a question, we can come up with an answer that makes sense. Jack has a license. I don't. I'm happy to practice without a license. Jack needs a license, but it's here. Doug Steffen, Good Day Program, Good Day Health at 16 past the hour.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. If restrictions apply in some states, see pharmacy for details.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/join. That's ZipRecruiter.com/join. ZipRecruiter.com/join.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Napa Know-How.
A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How!
Doug Steffen and the Good Day Health Program with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has offered to send along a cold and flu support system. You can call the office. Actually, probably easier if they'd send an email, I'm going to guess. But if you want to get Jack's note, Jack's number, it's 801-523-1890. Or you can go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and get this flu support guide, how to get your body to detox and heal quickly. That information for all those of us who don't want to suffer. This year it seems to be worse than usual. The cold and flu season extending beyond when it normally does. At this time of year we normally be off the cold worries, and Meredith had a horrible cold and her immune system was down. She was kind of out of it for close to a month because her immune system was just weak, and she does the best she's got. She's on to all of the things that you have, but I'm not sure she's as steady on it as she ought to be. And that's one of the other things. You need to get on this stuff.
Yeah,
steady.
Now you need to be there for a bit. Mm-hmm. But if people would rather email me, just office@jackstockwell.com. Yeah. Office, and we'll send it to you just through Gmail. It's for free. Yeah. But it's what Mary and I use. And remember that, you know, when you this point you just brought up about how people seem to be hanging onto this stuff longer and longer. This lady back east that got this really bad infection from this version of E. coli, remember, there are varying degrees of this kind of infection. And so on a lower level, some people are really sick.
21 after the hour.
Thank you. There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Stockwell is here at your service and on your side with lots of commentary about things that are happening, medically speaking, in the news, ideas and questions from listeners. I want to thank Dr. Lisa Thompson, who is at Good Day Show. The Twitter conversation continues at Good Day Show. Dr. Thompson, good to have you listening. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. The measles in Arizona. There is a report of a couple of people. When the measles, 150 people, I guess, from a couple of years ago, and now we go back for 10, 15 years, you were talking about pneumonia getting people who have flu and cold, but this is also, pneumonia is the most common cause. You know, everybody says cancer number one and heart disease number two. Well, really, that's not true. Pneumonia is number one, isn't it, in terms of how people die, really?
Well, the published figures for pneumonia, and then again, it all depends on who's reporting this stuff, because, you know, one person will look at somebody with pneumonia and someone else will talk about some kind of compromised aspect of their immune system. And still, when you're talking about the number of heart related deaths, you're over 600,000. Cancer-related deaths, over 500,000. The third one now, of course, is medicine, which is about just short of 300,000. Hmm. So you got over a million people a year just dying from those three things. But right behind it is infectious diseases, and pneumonia would fit right into that.
All right. So the measles outbreak in Arizona, news media is trying to make something out of this. What do you recommend when people see a story about measles anywhere, if there happens to be measles?
According to the CDC, the last person to die of measles was in 2003, 13 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, measles was everywhere when you and I were kids. And as more and more water treatment was taking place in the first half of the last century, less and less of these childhood diseases were showing up. But by the time the measles vaccine had showed up, the same thing with the other childhood diseases, by the time the vaccine showed up, even polio, these diseases were almost completely eradicated. Polio was more than 90% gone by the time Sabin's and the Salk vaccine showed up. By the time the measles vaccine showed up, and I think was in the 30s, if I remember correctly, but I could be wrong, it was almost 90% gone, just because town after town, city after city, started serious water treatment, getting rid of the pathogens that were coming through the water system that was infecting everybody, and improved sewer treatment to get rid of the waste as fast as possible to keep it away from the water supply. And the more we did that, the cleaner the water, the cleaner the food, the healthier the people. And so every time people start backing away from the cash flow, and vaccinations is an incredible cash cow. News like this starts showing up. At least they were honest to admit the first person in Arizona to get the measles was vaccinated for it.
All right, well, let's talk about vaccines for a minute. We have about 60 seconds here to look at this California law Governor Brian signed last week requiring everybody going to school to have vaccines, some 40 different things, taking away the freedom, the right to choose. Yeah. You and I have the same opinion on vaccines, but there's no way to fight this, really.
Well, just with education. Just with education and realizing, as I, on your show, debated Dr. Paul Offit at the Philadelphia Children's Hospital a number of years ago, and I confronted him, and he's Dr. Vaccine, and I confronted him on the air. I said, listen, there are no long-term studies upon which you can base your claims. And, of course, he argued with me, and he sent me one, and it was 2 weeks long, and it was one that he did. There are no long-term studies on vaccinations. You cannot prove either side of the argument because there are no long-term studies.
All right. Food for thought on Good Day. Good Day Health with Dr. Jack. I'm Doug Steffen, 28 after the hour.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
Exploring underwater wrecks are one of the coolest things you can do as a diver. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why they can also be the most challenging next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The allure of an underwater shipwreck is undeniable, and most are easily explored from the outside. However, as inviting as a wreck may seem, never enter an underwater structure without proper training and orientation. When anything obstructs your direct path to the surface, the mastery of additional diving skills are needed to mitigate the risks. Get properly trained before boarding the ship. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is the Good Day program. Good Day Health on the air at 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen here in this hour with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a well-known NUCA chiropractor. He's a board member of the Standards and Certification Group that oversees what those chiropractors and other chiropractors are doing. I find smart health to be what Jack dispenses. You can join us either in conversation on the air at 888-302-3 3684 with your problem, or you can send an email along to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jack or info at ForbiddenDoctor.com. The Forbidden Doctor site is something that I noticed Dr. Jennifer Wilder, MD, like. She's tweeting. We have a live Twitter feed going on. Add Good Day Show. Help yourself to that. And also, hello, shout out to the people at WVZA in the Albany-Schenectady area. WSDE also out in Cobleskill, listening to the Good Day program. Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell. The business about research and Zika. Zika getting headlines like the measles and all these other things that seem to, at first blush, be a lot of hype. And now I'm not sure what to believe about Zika. The research that's being done down in Brazil connects this stuff to Monsanto, although Monsanto, at least in this circumstance, you know that I'm no lover of Monsanto, but there seem to be a credible reason not to think that Monsanto and their herbicide was responsible for this. But are you saying no to that, or you're saying that the original attempt to keep them out of it isn't true?
No, I'm just saying it's up in the air. There are credible researchers down there saying that before the Zika virus thing broke out into the news, one of Monsanto's products, larvicide, was being used down there as a pesticide herbicide kind of combo, and they were having these microcephaly problems with children in areas where there was heavy spraying of larvicide. And so some of the researchers saying, don't be so quick here, don't be so quick to pin this all on Zika. That may be just a distraction. There may be something else that's going on in this area. So I'm just saying I'm open to it, Doug. I'm just, you know, I'm not ready to just, you know, eliminate any other possibility other than the mosquito, the Aegyptus anopheles, that they say is the carrier of Zika. There may be something else going on.
Do we still hold with the theory that if you are wearing these little sort of bracelets that come from, not DEET, because DEET apparently has some negative impact on you, but what's the stuff that's in those little candles, begins with a C.
Yeah, I know what
citronelle.
Citronelle.
Right. So does that work? Then, I mean, just keeping these things away. But there's like talk of shutting down the Olympics because of the Zika.
Oh yeah, yeah,
virus.
Yeah. So that's what expands the whole conspiracy idea. Mm-hmm. You know, because Brazil's I don't think you want to get into this, but Brazil's part of the BRICS nations, and the BRICS nations are at odds against the IMF, and you know. You could really go crazy with some of the stories that are being spread around.
All right, keep going, Doug. Keep it moving. The problem with ovarian cancer, growing health concern among American women. A poll that I saw over the weekend revealed that ovarian cancer is the third most feared disease behind breast cancer and heart disease for women. This year, ovarian cancer will be diagnosed to more than 25,000 women, and 14,000 will die from this disease. The focus on women over the age of 57, for whatever the reason. Most women that get ovarian cancer die within 5 years. It's hard to detect. And so I was thinking about this when I heard this, the protocol, and I think I started saying this on the air, and I don't know where I'm going. And you never should do, cardinal rule number one of conversation on the radio is never, it's like a lawyer, don't ask a question for which you do not know the answer. And yes, in this circumstance, I don't remember where I where I heard this, but there was something that came to light, and I don't know whether it was on a Facebook page I saw, and I think I even retweeted it, a way of keeping yourself from getting cancer no matter what it is. And I'm going to do this. While you have this conversation, I'm going to my Facebook page and see if I can find what the heck it is. It's one of those things that sticks in your mind, and then you don't know, okay, where did I get this? Are you familiar with what I'm talking about, or am I just talking to myself here?
I think
I may be talking to myself.
Yes, to some degree, I guess. Underlying all these kinds of issues, cancer or whatever else, Parkinson's, central nervous system disorders, cancer disorders, cardiopulmonary problems. We still have to go, and I know it sounds like a broken record, we still have to go back to the gut, because inside the gut is 85% of our immune system, our immune response. Most of our neurotransmitters in our brain are produced in the gut, transported to the brain for use in the brain. And when we have the standard American diet that is depleted in nutrition, it's depleted in the micronutrients, macronutrients that we need, because we're eating out of boxes and bags and cans in a 15-minute dinner prep, we are stunting the body's ability to deal with what it has dealt with for tens of thousands of years on this planet without this level of degenerative disease that we see. And so even cancer, I mean, cancer, they tell us, is a hesitant, sluggish immune response. The natural killer cell, it's part of the T lymphocytes, is designed to kill and destroy cancer cells. People can have a blood test and they can see the NK, the natural killer cell, in the blood, but it's just sitting there doing nothing. And in other people that are robust and healthy and haven't had so much as a headache in the last 10 years, they find these natural killer cells very active. Then there's also the pancreatic part of this, where the pancreas is producing trypsin and chemotrypsin that we've known now for well over 100 years, that and this is what we produce in our long life energy enzymes, has a tremendous anti-cancer effect.
Turmeric.
Oh, yeah. I mean, turmeric has an anti-cancer effect. But there's a lot of different, there's a lot of herbs that have an anti-cancer effect. Turmeric, curcumin, part of what makes Indian food so tasty.
Yeah.
The curry aspect is well known. I mean, there's parts of India where they have this all day long, and
yeah,
these people have virtually no cancer in their midst at all.
Okay. So what I was focused on was seeing something about ginger and how having enough ginger, I think actually Bob Kay, you know, on my staff,
yes,
brought this to my attention first. The fact that if you have an ample amount of ginger every day, there's study after study after study after study that suggests you will ward off any kind of cancer that you might be able, male, female, prostate cancer, breast cancer, whatever it is, supposedly getting ginger into your system every day is a way to make sure that you overcome what you might be otherwise. I mean, Americans use this nonstick cookware. It's a carcinogenic. I mean, it's, come on. This kind of stuff. But I'm looking at all kinds of things, artificial sweeteners, the foods, the air fresheners, the things that we expose ourselves to, cleaning products, all the stuff in the modern world is supposed to make our lives better, but basically doesn't, because it contains all kinds of horrible stuff. These can be countered. Apparently, lung cancer, colon cancer, cancerous tumors, this ginger root thing is amazing. Do you agree? What do you know about? Okay, I'm just talking about a post that I saw, which is pretty convincing. So what do you know about ginger and cancer?
Well, ginger is a stimulant for the immune system. So is curcumin. Iodine. The iodine depletion in most of our diets is causing us to lean in those directions as well. And this is...
So are you one who, I don't remember, although I know Standard Process has an iodine that you have sent to me or that I use and you've sent to me. Iodine, kelp, that sort of thing is something that we ought to take into our system every day?
Well, we put, you know, our brand new product, Ageless Thyroid. I just got an email from someone up in northern Alaska, up near Barrow. Just telling us what a difference this stuff has made for them. It's got, we made sure it has iodine in it.
Mm-hmm.
Mary and I sat in a conference a good 10 years ago where we heard the chief of obstetrics and gynecology at UCLA and another fellow who was the chief of obstetrics and gynecology at Drexel in Philadelphia. And both of these men were just speaking in hushed tones, because the FDA doesn't like this, that the reason we have such an explosion of cancer in this country, and other diseases, cardiovascular, of course, is because we took iodine out of our white flour, took it out of our bread back in the 50s and the 60s, and by the 70s it was all gone, and all we had after that was just bromine, which is a poison, but bromine makes a heartier bread than the iodine did, and because of that they say that we're sicker than hell right now throughout this entire country. Mm-hmm. And these are very prominent doctors, very prominent researchers, but they, you know, they were very clear about the need for iodine. And then ginger, you know, there's nothing wrong with having some a couple of doses of that during the week with your food. There's nothing wrong with having some curcumin. You know,
well, I wondered if they were one, not one and the same, but if they had the same effect, because I know that curcumin, turmeric, is really good. I've seen that any number of places over the years.
Well, spices, we've known for a long time that spices generate and invigorate the immune system. And this is something that precedes any laboratory research, you know, in the last couple of hundred years. We've known for centuries,
yep,
that spices invigorate the body's immune response.
The health news this week focusing on cancer. A lot of cancer news every week, but this week we seem to be a step closer to the holy grail of a universal cancer vaccine. Again, trending on Twitter at Good Day Show, a new therapy that tricks your immune system into thinking cancer is a virus. This new therapy detects the invading virus in your body, then mounts an attack on the disease at that point. This has been tested on 3 patients who had melanoma, the deadliest form of skin cancer. In each case, a strong immune response against the cancer was seen and worked quite well. Now, these are experimental. A lot of stuff goes on that isn't, you know, our country is a big business of, you know, cancer treatment. There's a lot of money, billions and billions and billions. So there's not really a strong desire on the part of the industry itself to find a cure for cancer, but in other countries that's not the case, and so thus this information, hopefully helpful. An anecdotal update on something that was trending at Twitter at Good Day Show, hope that's been announced. Women who quit smoking, women who are trying to quit, ought to stop in the second half of their monthly cycle, according to research that was out this week. Your levels of estrogen and progesterone drop when you have your period, but the brain's reward system is heightened at the same time. So that means that women are more likely to cave into temptation like smoking at that point in their cycle. Researchers hope that the new findings will lead to more targeted cessation treatments. So, can you imagine the ad for this? Women, quit smoking at this time. So there's going to be an estrogen patch on one side of your arm and a quit smoking patch on the other arm. I suppose crazier things have happened. Lots of great information. I hope you're taking it all in. This program is about information. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs. Enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Program. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's here to answer your questions and to talk about some of the latest information in his podcast, which you can sign up for at ForbiddenDoctor.com. It's interesting when you are, as I am, very curious about matters of the body and the brain, what you come across if you're even the slightest bit curious. There's a new research report that has led scientists to an hypothesis, Jack, that Alzheimer's may stem from leftover toxic remains from the brain's effort to fight off infection. This study could explain the origin of the brain plaque or diseased debris that then, according to the hypothesis anyway, would lead one to get things in the brain that would keep the brain from functioning. I have long thought that if I take a lot of oils, eat a lot of fish, and get fish oil in my system, plus take things like our Super Beets product, which pushes blood all through your body because of the opening up of the veins and arteries because of the nitrates in beets, that gets all of the blood to your brain, your muscles, all over your body. But according to this thing, That was published in the Washington University School of Medicine Press. Outside the box thinking suggests, with research they've done on roundworms, fruit flies, and mice. What the heck that's got to do with our brain? But anyway, it's sort of a novel study and gives you cause again to think, because everybody's trying to take a shot at Alzheimer's. Why do we have it? So,
well,
your theory.
Well, again, it's the body's detoxification methods. The body needs to be constantly cleaning itself out all the time, all the cells, including all the cerebral cells, the cells that make up the cortex, the cells that make up the white matter, put the brain together in its operating condition. We have cerebral spinal fluid that's constantly flowing through the brain, but recent research shows that the flow of the CSF through the brain that is nourishing the brain cells can be retarded, slowed down. Research shows that blood draining through the jugular arteries, the dural venous sinuses, the system that gets all of the blood, the oxygenated blood, all of the metabolites, everything else out of the brain can be retarded and slowed down to a significant degree that this stuff builds up inside the system. It's the same thing that takes place in other parts of the body. The body is bringing nutrition in, and it has to get the breakdown of that nutrition out as fast as it possibly can. If it's starved nutritionally, there's going to be problems. If there's the trash removal system is retarded, especially in the brain, you're going to find there's going to be a buildup of problems. That's why so many aspects of the body can be greatly advantaged by a healthy gut, by a healthy pancreas. Mm-hmm. Both of these are so very intimately involved in being able to detoxify the system. And it's a slowdown of the detoxification that causes these things.
I'm looking at something that's being researched. I think Parkinson's comes into Alzheimer's and dementia. All of those things seem to have a connection in the mitochondrial efficiency, that is the little eensy-teensy veins that bring, or arteries that bring blood around. And so this research that I'm looking at looks at, I can't even pronounce this, nicotinamide riboside. What the heck is that? Did that ring a bell with you?
How's it being used? Because it sounds like it may be related to vitamin B3.
Yeah. Well, isn't that all the vitamin B? You're supposed to take a lot of vitamin B.
Yeah.
And we don't have enough vitamin B or vitamin D in our system. You know, everybody takes vitamin C. Yeah, I know I got to have that good vitamin, a good general.
But it has
vitamin.
To be food-based. It has to be whole food-based.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're not getting your vitamins from whole food sources, these synthetic fractions that we buy over the counter are just going to lead to more vitamin deficiencies. And, you know, it's just crazy. That's why we're doing this show, to try to stem the tide of this craziness out there.
Right. There is a lot of crazy stuff. All right. Well, we've done a good job in this hour covering a lot of things. Thank you for your input. Following us on Twitter at Good Day Show helps to bring in questions. I had a couple that I can't get to because we got distracted by other things, as we normally do on our own personal conversation.
Sure.
TheForbiddenDoctor.com. Sign up for the podcast and look and see the products that Jack has developed with his wife, Mary. Very important. ForbiddenDoctor.com. This Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.